Okay, good night, Shabbos. So, slender piece from the Chayes of Lublin. Makasha Esel Tzadik, have a lichtige, lichtige Shabbos, lichtige Shabbos. A good Chayesh, a Chayesh of Gulas. So, in the Parsha Vikra, we have many of the Karbanas. So, he quotes a Torah like this. Chayes of Lublin Zatzal Omer. So, the Chayes said like this. Ahod Metzino, the Halach is that when all Karbanas, the blood has to be thrown on the Mizbeach, but there's all different places where different Karbanas' blood is put. So the Chayzah made the following observation. Shadam mi carbon behema oila. So if a certain type of carbon that's called an oila, it could be brought either as an animal as an oila or a bird as an oila. So the halach is that if you bring an animal as an oila, so the blood of an oila that's a behema, so zlamat michuta sikra is put on the bottom half of the mizbeach. Umichatas, a chatas that's a behema, is lamat michuta sikra is above the half. The top half of the mizbeach, so the oila is on the bottom, the chatas is on the top. Uba oif, but if these karbanas are brought from a bird, it's lehepech, it's the opposite. Oila mala, the oila is the blood of the oila. If it's a bird, is the top half, the chatas, and if it's a chatas, is lamata, it's in the bottom half. So why the switch? So he says like this: lefisha behema, who brings a carbon that's a behema? It's more expensive. Makrif osher, that's a rich person brings a behema as a carbon. So when you're thinking of a behema, means you're thinking the mindset of an usher, someone that's wealthy. So mail's like this: va'ayla, a carbon ayla. Why does a person bring an ayla? Hinadava, that's a gift. That's a gift. So when an usher brings a carbon ayla, means he's bringing a behema that's an ayla. It's a nice thing, but it's not such a big deal for him. The nice means that ma'ala yisayu, you don't being such a, okay, he's a wealthy person, so he brings a gift to the Beis HaMikdash. That's what he does. That's a good thing. So the nizra gadon lamata. So when it's a carbon behema ayla, the blood goes on the bottom half. It's a chashva thing, but it's not. We don't go crazy from it. It's not the she'asher heavy carbon. Okay, so he brought a carbon. He brought a gift to the Beis HaMikdash. So it goes on the bottom half. Avo chatas. But if this asher brings a carbon chatas, why is he bringing a carbon chatas? Because he did something wrong and he's doing tshuva. Zaisi pella. That's a very chashva thing. She'asher yedia atzmei l'chayte, that an asher who, you know, could become conceited and very comfortable. So an usher is willing to admit his flaws and so on. So that's already a chash of a thing. Very, very like sort of almost unnatural. That's already something deserving of respect. So when the usher brings a carbon oila, which is just giving a gift, okay, no big deal. Bottom half. When an usher brings a chatas, oh, that's a big deal already. Top half. That's what the blood of the chatas is on top, blood of the oil is on the bottom. But that's all when we're dealing with an usher. Of a carbon oif, but a bird, who's bringing a bird carbon? It means someone that's poor, he can't afford an animal. So now it's the opposite. Maybe so that only he's bringing an oif. To him it's the opposite. When he brings a chatas, the fact that he sees himself as deficient, for a poor person it's not a big deal. That's his natural mode. So lamata, we're not nispel from that. So the blood of the chatas of an oif goes on the bottom half. When an ani looks in the mirror and sees himself as a sinner, in rabusa kolkach, that's not such a chiddush. The situation in life is that he's more humbled anyway. But now that he's bringing a nedava, that and he's poor and avol pika, and he takes whatever money he can to give a gift to the Beis HaMikdash, rabusa gadol, that's already a chiddush. But for chashivusai, and because of it, the chashivus of what he did, the blood of an oila that's a bird, zarkin lamal mitikra, it goes above the top half of the mizbech. That's what you see from these halachas. The Ribbono Shel Olam judges each person, you know, based on mamish their matziv, and everyone in their matziv serves Hashem with mesiras nefesh. That's the most chashuv thing. Hashem should bless us. We should all be zeichet to become, you know, ashirim begashmi as bruchni. It's all good things. Bez Hashem, we ask God to grach v'mehar v'meinu. Amen.